props going out to Heine Minosh and his all-star band as we crank it up for another week of the Brenham Slide Sports Talk with a local attitude here on AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7, KWHI.com, and on our KWHI Facebook page. And as always, in studio, our Sportsline mascot, Mookie the Rabid Badger. Just stay away from the teeth, ladies and gentlemen. Don't touch this cage, and you'll be quite all right with Mookie the Rabid Badger. Again, this is the Brenham Sports Line. Thanks for joining us on a gorgeous night in downtown Brenham as we get closer and closer to the Christmas holiday. Sports Doc Ed Pothel, thanks for joining us tonight. And in studio, our good friend, Tommy Baseball. Tommy Lange is in the studio tonight. TL, how you doing, buddy?
Absolutely wonderful. I have to say ditto to the beautiful weather we're having today. What a gorgeous day. A gorgeous day.
Indeed. Great to have you. Great to have you with us, my friend. And, of course, we're going to talk about the Baseball Alumni Association banquet coming up. But first, how's everything going with you, buddy?
You know,
I've talked to you in a while.
Hey, it's great. We had a great run with our high school football team this year.
We did. That was a blast, wasn't it?
Oh, my goodness. It was exciting. Hats off to all those young men on a great, great year, and congratulations to Coach Allen also and his staff. They did an outstanding job, and they made a lot of people happy in Brenham. It was a lot of fun.
Boy, sure did, and we'll let him stick around another year. Yeah, if he wants to stick around another year, we'll let him.
We'll let him. We'll let him stay one more year.
Yeah, nice debut season with the Brenham Cubs.
Oh, just outstanding. It was so much fun. It was great.
And we were talking about it. 4 games into the season, the Cubs were 1-3, and we weren't sure what to expect from that football team. And I tell you what, they made believers out of all of us. Some incredible fourth quarter comebacks to kind of get themselves back in the winning swing of things. And then, just really took off and some great playoff performances. And I tell you what, the team was a blast this year.
Those young men, I'm so proud of them. They never gave up. They fought till the end of the game, and a game is made up of 4 quarters. And as the season went along, they started playing 4 quarters.
Yeah, they did a great job. Great job, and it was an awful lot of fun. And of course, with the arrival of Christmas, just over a week away, just 8 days away.
Wow!
And then right behind that, the new year, and with that, thoughts are now starting to turn towards the baseball season.
The little round ball.
That's it. Of course, Brenham, the baseball capital of Texas, for good reason. That billboard up there at Fireman's Park, those dates didn't just get put on there by chance.
Not one bit. I mean, it's such an outstanding history, which goes back through the many, many, many years of Brenham High School baseball, and just it's amazing. And to hear, when you visit other cities, to hear those cities talk about the rich tradition, and when players come to Fireman's Park and they look at that big board and look at that run of many, 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 many district championships and that consecutive run of years in the playoffs.
And, of course, you were a part of that history many, 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 many,
many
years
many.
Ago.
Right. But, correct.
More than we want to really.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about those that much.
And, of course, now you are a big part of the Baseball Alumni Association. You have been for many years helping that group. And before we get to the banquet, talk about what the Baseball Alumni Association does, the support that you guys lend, and what you actually do for the Brenham baseball program.
Well, it goes back. There are so many projects which were completed at Fireman's Park. One, of course, was the big billboard that notes all of the the many, many years of the great run in the playoffs, one of the very first projects we had are the dugouts, which are at Farman's Park right now. Those were a project of the Brenham baseball alumni. And, of course, the Parks Department has done a great job of, you know, adding to that. But the present fence that we have now, that was a project initially started by the Alumni Association back in the 90s. And many, many, many more projects. One of the big ones was the locker room at Fireman's Park. There was a need for dressing facilities, and it could make it so much more convenient for practice sessions, for game days, and et cetera. And it was a big project, and we're so grateful to the community of Brenham, the fundraisers which we had along. They support our fundraisers, and there's just been many, many more things that we have done. And now one of the big things that we like to do is we support the high school baseball program. They like to get a lot of games in before district play starts, and we help them with getting them rooms when they go to the Round Rock baseball tournament. And that's one of the number one things on the list on this banquet, which we have coming up in January. And that's why, you know, we really hope everyone will come out and support the banquet and come on out for a great evening.
All right, this is the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude here on AM 1280, KWHI, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com. And, of course, you can watch us at this very moment on KWHI's Facebook page. And we're with Tommy Lange talking about the upcoming Brenham High School Baseball Alumni Association banquet. And now, as for the banquet itself, Tommy, you said it's coming up in January. What day in January is that?
Okay, the day of the banquet itself will be Saturday, January the 19th. On Friday, January the 18th, there will be a reception for...
That's usually the fun night for just the alumni.
Oh, you know? That's it. The Friday night before is a night for the alumni, and especially the team which we are going to be paying tribute to. It's a way for those young men to get together, share memories, and tell a lot of war stories. And some stories will also come up, but that maybe the coaches didn't know about.
I was going to say, there's a tendency after a few drinks have been poured
right.
for a coach to hear a few stories of things that he didn't know was going on back in the day. And now what team is being honored this year?
This year we're going to honor the state semifinal 2003 team. Another fine group of young men. Our good friend, Coach Van Hook, his son Clay happened to be on that team that year.
Oh, boy.
Our good friend and one of the great supporters of all Brenham High School athletics, Mike Brannon's son Blake, was on that team. And we're so grateful for what Mike and especially now and the support that Blake does with Premier Metals also. They're just great supporters of the athletic community of Brenham.
All right, and they are going to be honored, and that's always neat to see the former players come back. And it's one thing on Friday night to hear them tell the stories and everything, but it's also really special that night of the banquet to see them get one more tribute from the community, the people that come out when the players are introduced, and they get that standing ovation from the people that are there at the banquet. It's like, you know, one last time they're together as a team and they get recognized as a team and get the recognition from the community for what they did.
That is correct. And we want to give credit where credit is due. This was the gentleman that helped get a group of us together to start this alumni association many, many years ago, Ray Rodenbeck. It was a dream of his to have this banquet to pay tribute to all the many, many success stories of Brenham High School baseball. And it, I had a conversation with Ray over the last couple of days, and, you know, he's so looking forward to it. In fact, his table at the banquet is going to consist of that first state semifinal team that that went to state in 1966. His group of guys are going to be at one table, and, you know, that's going to be a goal of mine. I was so very fortunate to be able to participate in 1969, and I'm going to work on getting some of my old teammates together and try to get as many as I can, which are still around. But that's the special part of it. And Ray, I'm so grateful to what you've done for this and coming up with this idea to pay tribute to all these fine baseball players that have come through Brenham High School.
And of course, Ray and the group, the alumni, also came up with a very special honor that they started just a couple of years ago.
Oh yes, most definitely. We came up with the PhD award. PhD stands for pride, honor, dedication, and that is the special part of that evening. And I just hate that I didn't make it last year due for reasons out of my control last year. But I would have loved to have been there to see the living legend get honored last year. I know it has to be a special evening for all of y'all.
It was a neat deal, and it was a big part of the night. And we're going to take a real quick break. It was about 15 minutes before 6 o'clock. And, of course, coming up at 6, news from ABC. We're with Tommy Lange. We are talking about the Brenham Baseball Association Alumni Banquet. And, again, that's coming up Saturday, January 19th at the Fireman's Training Center. And right now we're going to take a break. And be back after these words from our Sportsline sponsors.
This is a Budweiser beer. Smooth, crisp, beechwood-aged beer. Brewed the hard way. No shortcuts. So when we wake up itching to prove the world wrong, this is the beer we'll drink. When we aren't afraid to fail, when we outwork and outheart everyone, this is the beer we'll drink. We've got things to do. Great, big, amazing, life-changing things to do. Ambition in one hand, Budweiser in the other. So when that prototype finally works, when we stop calling our startup a startup because it's not a startup anymore, when we win championships we're not supposed to win, when we say we're going to change the world and we actually change the world, this is the beer we'll drink. Budweiser. This is the beer we drank for the last 140 years, so it's going to be the beer we'll drink for 140 more. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners. 805 South Market in Brenham.
Rosie, come out tonight!
Back in the Brenham Sports Line, Doc, Tommy Baseball, and the boss here on KWHI. That's it. Oh, cranking it up on a Monday night as we talk about the Brenham Baseball Alumni Association Banquet. And it is coming up Saturday, January 19th, Fireman's Training Center, honoring the state semifinal 2003 baseball team from Brenham High School. And Tommy, of course, that means we're going to hear from Coach Jim Long again this year. Looking forward to that, as always. Always great to see Coach Long.
Coach Long is, you know, is a very special individual. We were so very fortunate to have him here for the many years that we did. Him and I had the conversation during his tenure here many times that you opportunities present themselves to do other things. But one of the things that he had always told me was that, you know, this was the top, one of the top baseball jobs in the entire state of Texas. And of course, being able to live in Brenham, Texas, which we all, you know, we all kind of like
that.
We
enjoy it. Yeah,
we like that.
We're good here. Yeah. So. And of course, also, you've got a baseball program supported by a group like the Alumni Association. You don't have that in very many Texas towns. You've got a lot of football alumni associations and stuff, but not that many baseball alumni associations.
Right. And what I think is, you know, this is starting to carry on. Other cities are picking up on, you know, what we, you know, what our association has accomplished. And they're not at the magnitude and level that we are as yet, but you know, but it is good. It's a really great thing. And what we do is what our goal and our purpose is, and every individual that ever put on a Brenham Cub baseball uniform is, it's just our way of giving back, because it gave me so much and gave me so many opportunities that I just don't know if I will ever, you know, be able to repay what it has done to me, because there are so very, very many special memories over all those many years.
And of course, the Alumni Association banquet, a big part of that, supports the program. Now, how can people get tickets, and how much are they?
Okay, tickets are going to be $20 each. If you wish to purchase a corporate table, a corporate table is $400. The Brenham High School baseball team is going to be selling tickets, and you can go through Vicki Williams at the athletic office, and she will get word to Coach Williams. His players will be selling tickets. You can also contact myself at 277-4802, Delbert Baker at 251-0388.
Now, will he answer his phone? Because he's a busy guy.
He's pretty busy.
You know, he's always, you know, he's
I kind of follow him those steps man. Sometimes, don't I will get back sooner or later.
It is tough to go on all those, you know, it is tough to squeeze in all those hunting trips he's on along with, you know, occasionally doing some work.
For sure. He's actually been hunting more than I have this year.
Oh, man. We kid Delbert, but, you know, it's all because, you know, we're jealous. But anyway.
Right. And, of course. Yeah. No, he's a great guy.
Oh, great
he's
guy.
A very special
great
individual. Guy. And, you know, I'm so grateful that he's been a part of my life. So,
Of course, they can also get in touch with Coach Lanny Williams.
Most definitely get in touch with Coach Williams. And
he'll hook you up.
What we want to do is, you know, we want to pack the house. We're working on some really, really special silent auction items, you know, over the course of the next few weeks. And if you take the time and come out to the banquet, I feel you will be rewarded.
Absolutely.
Very, very greatly, in my opinion. That's... I'm a little bit prejudiced, but it is a special evening.
Yeah, and like you said, working on some neat things. You've talked to me about some of the things that you're trying to get for the auction. So hopefully it comes through, and we'll have some really nice stuff there. Don't want to get into them right now because you don't want to jinx anything.
I tell you what, one that I and I hope I'm allowed to say this over the air, but one of my teammates that. At Blinn College and at Lamar University, him and his wife have a vineyard in Fredericksburg.
Hello.
And we are, what he is going to work out for me, he's going to do two sets of wine tasting for four people. So
Hello.
It is it's a very special evening, and I think it'd be a lot of fun. And I'm going to tell you, if you haven't been to Fredericksburg lately, you can spend a little bit of time there.
Love that town. That's an awesome town.
Oh, it is. And, you know, we're trying to tie in with that to with the wine tasting itself is get in on one of the wine tours. And
All right.
There are several wine tours over there that are really, really special.
Yeah. Neat. Very neat. All right. And of course, a lot of other items. And, you know, you just got to go and check out all the neat stuff that's going to be at the banquet and help support Brenham baseball. And as you said, it really is rare and a very unique opportunity that this community has to support its baseball program through the Alumni Association.
Oh, most definitely. And I can assure you this, that, you know, the money, you know, there are more needs, and I wish that we could do more and we had more funds to do more. But I can assure you this, that the money, all the money which is raised, it will in one shape, form, or fashion either go back to Brenham High School baseball, or there will be improvements made at Fireman's Park.
And also one thing that we didn't mention, but there's a big part of the Alumni Association banquet, and that is meeting this year's Brenham Cub baseball team.
That is a special event, and I can assure you this, that I've had conversations with Coach Williams. They have real high expectations, and of course we have to play the games, but you know there's some very, very special you know, young men that are coming up, and you know, we'll see. That's the exciting part. We play the game, and hopefully those guys can have a great run like the football team did.
That's it. And of course, we're looking forward to it. A chance to meet that 2019 Brenham Cub baseball team. Also have an outstanding dinner, and again, the dinner is served by, or is provided by who?
A guy named Big Daddy. Ooh. Nathan's Barbecue. Ooh,
so, Big Daddy. Yeah, all right.
I tell you what, we're changing the menu a little bit this year, but I can assure you this, it's just going to tweak it a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But I think everyone is going to really, really enjoy it. It's going to have a little down-home atmosphere.
So. Anything by Big Daddy's is all right by me, I'll tell you that.
It's very special. It'll be a great meal.
I've never had a meal at Big Daddy's I did not like.
That's pretty close.
Oh yeah. So, but you know, one of these years we got to get them to serve crawfish etouffee.
You know what?
We're just going to have to do that. Of course, the problem is that, you know, some of the people might not be into crawfish. We may have to have, you know, something for them, like maybe a hamburger or something. You know.
For sure, but the etouffee it's special.
It's awesome.
It is very
awesome.
Good.
Now, once again, go ahead and tell us again how much tickets, how much are corporate tables, and who do the folks need to get a hold of to get those get that information?
Okay, date January 19th, 2019. And in addition, if you purchase a corporate table, you have that opportunity to come out on Friday evening, and you know we will have refreshments and food on that Friday evening. So you're welcome to come out. That is a very relaxing evening.
Okay.
Tickets are $20 each. If you wish to purchase a corporate table, they are $400.
Right. And now again, that's for that corporate table.
A table of eight.
You also get something a little extra. In addition to being a corporate sponsor for the event, you also get...
Right. This year, what we're doing is... I will explain that also now. You're actually there will be 8 t-shirts at that corporate table, and there are going to be 3 words on the back of that t-shirt: make a difference.
All right.
And those are 3 words that my athletic director, Lloyd Wassman, preached to us when he came to Brenham. And we need to put it in everyday life, that whatever you can do, anybody can do, make a difference.
All right, and again, if people want tickets again or want to get a corporate table, who do they get hold of?
Vicki Williams at the athletic office at Brenham High School, 277-3790. She will get in touch with Coach Williams. The players will be selling tickets. My phone number, 277-4802. Delbert Baker, 251-0388. And if they wish to call you here, I know you can get a word to me, and I will.
That's it.
I will run you down. We will run
right.
you down.
You know, the last time anybody tried to run me down, they were in a pickup truck.
There you go.
Trying to run me down.
There
so.
You go.
All right. Again, coming up Saturday, January 19th, Baseball Alumni Association banquet honoring the 2003 Brenham Cubs state semifinal baseball team. Tommy, as always, a pleasure, and the. Warmest season's greetings and a very Merry Christmas to you and your family, my friend.
If I might, I want to send a special wish to someone, my daughter Chelsea, or our daughter Chelsea.
Uh-huh.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Chelsea. All right. She's getting a big piece of birthday cake.
Happy holidays to everyone here at the station. Y'all are all so special to the community.
This is the Brenham Sports Line, and when we come back, open phones after these words on the Brenham Sports Line.
There's something for everyone in downtown Brenham. Get ready for all the holidays at Brenham Ace Hardware. The Gourmet Gallery has wonderful kitchen gadgets and other trendy items. Get decked out for your holiday affairs with new fashions and jewelry found exclusively at Brenham Ace. Find gifts for both men and women all in one stop. Brenham Ace Hardware, 307 North Austin Parkway. There's no better stocking stuffer than a library card. Hurry to the Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library to pick up one for everybody. Use their computers to shop online or take a break from the holiday hustle and relax on their patio with a good book or use their free Wi-Fi to browse the web. In downtown Brenham, Park Street Bakery is back. Only better as Park Street Coffee House and Cafe. Serving specialty coffees and loose leaf teas, pastries baked daily, and other morning goodies. They also feature lunch entrees with seasonal vegetables, salads, homemade soups, and daily specials. Plus, all the meats are roasted or smoked in-house. Park Street Coffee House and Cafe on the square in downtown Brenham. This year, make downtown Brenham your shopping destination.
Craig the Mountain Man Montana has a problem.
Oh, man.
Okay, he has more than one. But his big problem is that every year he waits until Christmas Eve to buy that one special gift, only to find it's sold out.
Come on, man.
Don't be like Craig the Mountain Man Montana. Let KWHI 1280 help you have a Merry Christmas by stuffing your stocking with terrific gifts and cash. Like a $100 gift certificate from Burleson County Motor Supply in Caldwell. A Benchmade knife from Jigsaw Weaponry in Giddings. A $100 Lowe's gift card from Reliable Homes of Sealy. A pair of Kendra Scott drop earrings, Blackstone trimmed in silver from Trey Chic Boutique. And a $50 gift certificate to Orman's Steakhouse in Brenham. So start signing up to win today, and you might win the grand prize of $1,000 cash. And you can sign up at all of our sponsor locations for a better chance to win. Don't be like Craig the Mountain Man Montana. Be the early bird shopper and let KWHI 1280 stuff your stocking this Christmas.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Chuck Sievertson. Stock market slump. Another day of losses on Wall Street knocks U.S. stocks to their lowest levels in over a year.
The stock market is on track for its worst December since the Great Depression. The Dow and the S&P 500 are down nearly 8% for the month. There's concern about interest rates rising and economic growth weakening, not to mention the trade uncertainty with China that has plagued the market of late. The Dow dropped 507 points, the S&P lost 54, and the NASDAQ lost 156.
ABC's Aaron Couture. The USDA has authorized another $9.6 billion in payments for farmers hurt by the trade war with China. The bulk will go to soybean farmers. The first round was distributed in August. Fired FBI Director James Comey has wrapped up another day of closed-door interviews with congressional committees.
Former FBI Director James Comey can't understand why Republicans don't stand up to President Trump.
Their silence is shameful.
Comey speaking after a Republican-ordered closed hearing, telling them they are defending the indefensible.
People who know better, including Republican members of this body, have to have the courage to stand up and speak the truth.
Democrats take control of the House investigation next month. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
President Trump says he'll look into the case of a Green Beret charged with murder.
President Trump signaled Sunday he'll get involved in a complicated case of a former U.S. Army Green Beret. Major Matthew Goldstein was charged last week with premeditated murder, accused of killing a suspected Taliban bomb maker who had been briefly in U.S. custody in Afghanistan in 2010. Goldstein could face the death penalty if convicted.
ABC's Karen Travers. The CBS Board of Directors says former chairman Les Moonves will not get a $120 million severance. In a statement, the board says it's determined there is grounds to terminate Moonves for cause, including violation of company policies, breach of contract, failure to cooperate with the company's investigation into sexual misconduct allegations. Moonves left CBS in September. This is ABC News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program that's been around for 25 years, and they have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $1 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money. Think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have a lot to offer? Well, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
At Los Angeles International Airport, one Delta 737 was pushing back from its gate when its right winglet clipped the horizontal stabilizer of a Delta 757 that was boarding. Nobody hurt. This elaborate escape plan in North Carolina squelched.
An envelope mailed from the Alamance County Jail contained detailed drawings of the place and suggested a spot where a bomb could be set off to blow a hole in the wall so that Sean Damian Castorina could escape. Sheriff Terry Johnson.
We could have certainly lost inmates, employees here, and certainly could have lost other county employees surrounding buildings.
The plan might actually have succeeded were it not for Sean Damian Castorina's crucial error, mailing the details, including bomb-making instructions, to the wrong address. The recipient of the envelope turned it over to the police. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Police in the New Orleans area say a 17-year-old driving a stolen U-Haul led officers in a chase that ended in a six-vehicle crash, but nobody hurt. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hello, I'm Joshua Bloschke with a KWHI local news update. A Brenham man has been arrested and charged in the robbery that led to the shooting death of a College Station woman Sunday night. 29-year-old Rufus Edward Lockett was arrested early this morning after an overnight search by Brazos County authorities. 54-year-old Anita Jean Randall was a clerk at the Valero on Rock Prairie Road and Highway 6 when an armed man, identified as Lockett, demanded money. A witness told police Randall was unable to provide any money, and the suspect shot her multiple times. Randall died a short time later at Baylor Scott & White Medical Center. Lockett has been charged with aggravated robbery, with other charges pending. Several area fire departments were called out Saturday night to a large house fire west of Brenham. Shortly after 6:30, units from the Brenham Fire Department were sent out to 4816 Highway 290 West to reports of a structure fire. Units arrived to find the house fully engulfed. Brenham firefighters assisted the Burton, Berlin, and Gay Hill fire departments in extinguishing the blaze. There were no injuries, but the house was deemed a total loss. The cause of the fire has not been released. Two Somerville residents faced charges after their arrest early this morning on assault charges. Shortly after 3 o'clock, police were called out to an assault report in the 200 block of U.S. Highway 290 East. Investigations revealed that 35-year-old Michael Joe Blaylock and 35-year-old Antonia Christine Huber, both of Somerville, got into a verbal argument that turned physical. Both were taken into custody and transported to the Washington County Jail. Blaylock was charged with assault causes bodily injury to a family member, while Huber was arrested for assault, family violence. Your forecast for today, calling for partially cloudy skies, look for a high of 71 degrees, overnight low of 41 degrees with clear skies. I'm Joshua Bloschke for KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7, where the news comes first.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners.
Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
CHI St. Joseph Health and Texas A&M University have a shared history of serving the Brazos Valley. And now we're coming together to achieve our vision of a healthier tomorrow. Together, we can prioritize your preventive health, reach your wellness goals, and further meet your healthcare needs. CHI St. Joseph and Texas A&M Health Network. Together. Learn more at chi.tamuhealth.org.
Good evening. Welcome back to the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, your local distributor of Budweiser and all of your favorite Anheuser-Busch products. Also, Classic Air Cleaners, South Market Street, Brenham. Cecil and all the great folks at Classic Air Cleaners make sure you look great in everything that they do. Want to thank my good buddy Tommy Lange for joining us. Tommy Baseball joining us here on the Brenham Sports Line in the first half of the program, talking about the Baseball Alumni Association banquet. And again, that banquet is coming up Saturday, January 19th at the Fireman's Training Center. And it's going to be a lot of fun honoring the 2003 state semifinal team. And we will, of course, be talking about it right on up to the big event. And again, thanks to Tommy for coming by and talking about the big banquet coming up. Always a blast. One of the highlights of the winter as we get ready to start the 2019 baseball season. We'll take your phone calls, 836-9937, 836-9937. Talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the Brenham Sports Line. Open phones. Open phones for the second half of the program. What do you want to talk about? Let's see. High school football, UIL State Championships get underway Wednesday at AT&T Stadium. Once again, Jerry Wood is hosting 12 state championship football games starting Wednesday with six-man Division I, then Division II, then 2A Division II, and then they'll just follow along Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with 2A, 3A, 4A, 5A, and 6A title games. 12 state championship games over a four-day period, all in the same stadium. Nothing like it anywhere in the country. The Texas State UIL Baseball Championships, AT&T Stadium, Wednesday through Saturday, culminating with the big schools, the 6A Division I title game at 7 o'clock Saturday night. So if you get a chance, get on up there and check out some football. And, of course, many of the games will be televised. I believe Fox Sports Southwest has those games televised from Dallas. Speaking of football, a couple of Burton Panthers have been honored. Texas Associated Press 2A All-State for Demondrick Winters, wide receiver for the Panthers, named to the second team All-State, and his senior teammate, Caleb Harmel, quarterback for the Panthers, named honorable mention. Congratulations. Also, congratulations to Damon Allen, running back out of Snook. He was also named honorable mention, Texas Associated Press, 2A All-State. So congratulations to Damon Allen. And they'll be releasing the team throughout the week. 2A announced this afternoon, 3A tomorrow, 4A Wednesday. 5A will be announced on Thursday, and then 6A on Friday. And then, of course, that coincides with the UIL State Championships. Also, a couple of college football shout-outs to a couple of old friends of ours. Congratulations, Coach Stephen Lee, who is the offensive coordinator at Mary Hardin-Baylor, former Brenham Cub assistant coach, as Mary Hardin-Baylor won the NCAA Division III National Championship. They beat Mount Union 24-16 right down the road, Wood Forest Bank Stadium in Conroe, in the state championship. So congratulations, Stephen Lee, former Cub assistant and a winner of the Division III National Championship. And also congratulations to our old buddy Willie Fritz, former head coach of the Blinn Buccaneers. Of course, they won two national championships under our old friend Willie Fritz. Well, he led the wave of Tulane as they defeated Louisiana 41-24 in the Auto Nation Bowl this past Saturday. So congratulations, Tulane and Coach Willie Fritz, as they win themselves a bowl game. So way to go, Coach Fritz and Coach Stephen Lee. Big wins this weekend. This is the Brenham Sports Line. Open lines, 836-9937, 836-9937. Give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. I do want to, touch on this past weekend in the NFL. Texans wasn't pretty, but they gutted out a big win over the Jets, 29-22, because with that win, the Jets become the number two seed in the AFC after Pittsburgh beat New England this past weekend. Now, Kansas City is still the number one seed because they own the tiebreaker over San Diego. The Chargers cannot be the number two seed, even though they have the second best record in the league. Just a tiebreaker behind Kansas City, simply because they're a wild card team at this point. Whoever wins that division will likely be the number one seed. Whoever finishes second in that division, even though they may have the second best record in all of the NFL, will be a wild card team. They will not get a bye. The Texans right now have that number two seed with a 10-4 record, one up on the Patriots after the Patriots lost to Pittsburgh. So right now the Texans, if they win their final two games, would be the number two seed and get a bye in the opening round of the playoffs. However, Sunday, not going to be that easy, because they got the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles heating up. The Eagles have won three in a row, including beating the Rams last night. Eagles are playing better football now. And the Cinderella man, Nick Foles, is back quarterback, and he got the job done last night. So who knows? The Texans and the Eagles in Philadelphia at noon on Sunday. You can hear it on KWHI and FM 101.7. Also, the opposite end of the spectrum, the Dallas Cowboys, disappointing loss yesterday. They fell to Indianapolis 23-0, and there wasn't an aspect of that game that was good. At no point did the Cowboys look good. Now, Indianapolis is a hot team. They're playing good football right now. They're making their run to the playoffs. They've won three of their last four. Didn't look very good last week, but they shook it off and played real well against the Cowboys yesterday. Cowboys, first time they'd been shut out in 15 years. So they need to rebound. They got a Sunday game at home to Tampa Bay at noon. Cowboys have a game lead on the Eagles right now. If the Cowboys win out, then they win the division anyway. But right now, the Cowboys have got to circle the wagons and regroup. As for tonight's Monday Night Football game, well, it's pretty simple. The Carolina Panthers and our good friend Cam Newton, they have got to rebound. They have got to win out if they're going to make the playoffs, because right now they're on the outside looking in, and they've got to get it and start getting it done. And they're at home tonight, playing a very tough New Orleans team. However, New Orleans has not really played very well last couple of weeks. Starting to show some chinks in the armor. And so we'll see if Cam and the Panthers can get the job done tonight at home on Monday Night Football. We'll take your phone calls, 836-9937, 836-9937. Give us a call here on the Brenham Sports Line. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about tonight on the Brenham Sports Line, give us a call.
This is a Budweiser beer. Smooth, crisp, Beechwood-aged beer. Brewed the hard way. No shortcuts. So when we wake up itching to prove the world wrong, this is the beer we'll drink. When we aren't afraid to fail, when we outwork and outheart everyone, this is the beer we'll drink. We've got things to do. Great, big, amazing, life-changing things to do. Ambition in one hand, Budweiser in the other. So when that prototype finally works, when we stop calling our startup a startup because it's not a startup anymore, when we win championships we're not supposed to win, when we say we're going to change the world and we actually change the world, this is the beer we'll drink. Budweiser. This is the beer we drank for the last 140 years, so it's going to be the beer we'll drink for 140 more. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners. 805 South Market in Brenham.
Doc and the Boss back here on the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. 836-9937. 836-9937. Give us a call and you could be on the Brenham Sports Line. Tonight we'll talk about anything and everything you'd like to talk about. Give us a call. Want to talk about the Texans, the Cowboys? Go ahead. Want to talk about the Houston Rockets? We'll talk about that if y'all really want to. College basketball about to really get into full swing. This is, you know, haven't really paid a lot of attention to college basketball. The public in general hasn't. I've tried to, but really, college basketball doesn't really start cranking up until they really get into conference play. Usually right after the New Year's. That's when the college game really cranks up. Christmas is when the NBA really starts to get going. Some big games on Christmas Day, usually on the television, kind of on in the background for those who aren't watching Christmas Story. So if you're not watching Christmas Story or Christmas Vacation, or believe it or not, one station, I can't remember which station it is, one of the cable networks is going to be showing, while everybody else is showing, other stations are showing 24 hours of Christmas Story, 24 hours of Scrooged, 24 hours of Christmas Vacation. They're going to be showing 24 hours of Die Hard, which, sorry folks, you can argue all you want that it's a Christmas movie. It is a violent action movie set at Christmas time. Okay, that's it. It's a Die Hard is not a Christmas movie, but some network is going to be showing 24 hours of Die Hard. Sorry, I'm going to be watching Ralphie trying to get that BB gun for Christmas and trying to get Flick's tongue unstuck from the flagpole. That's what I'm going to be watching for 24 hours starting Christmas Eve. You want to talk about Christmas movies? We'll talk about Christmas movies. 836-9937, 836-9937 here on the Brenham Sports Line. High school basketball. Brenham Cubettes continue district play tomorrow night when they host Magnolia West. That one's set for 6:30 at the Brenham High Gym. Blake's going to be there, 6:15 pregame on Kittabee HI. And KWHI.com and FM 101.7, 6:30 pregame there. And the Cubs will open up district play at Magnolia West. That one tips at 7 o'clock tomorrow night at Magnolia West, the district opener for the Cubs. Still trying to kind of get things going. Of course, the Cubs a little bit behind because a number of their key starting players didn't join the team until the football season was over. So they're running a little bit behind most of the other teams. So we'll see. We'll see if they got caught up tomorrow night when they open up district play at Magnolia West. Burton Lady Panthers will be at Dimebox. Lady Panthers went 2-1 Saturday at the Somerville tournament. Now they will be back in action on the road at Dimebox 6:30 tomorrow night. By the way, got some notes for you on Cub basketball or Cubette basketball. The Cubettes game scheduled for Friday with Paytow has been moved up. That game has been moved up to a 2:30 start or a 1:30 start. Excuse me, 1:30 start. The Cubs game at home to Paytow has also been moved up to 5 o'clock Friday night. So Friday's game, which had been scheduled for 7 o'clock, has been moved up to 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock Friday night. Brenham Cubs and Katie Paytow in the home district opener for the Cubs. So some game changes there. Cubettes made that change earlier today. Cubs making the change just moments ago. Just got word from coach just moments ago that change has been made for Friday. So if you're planning to go Friday, go a little early. The game starts at 5, so go on out there for the 5 o'clock game, and then you can go on out to dinner Friday night after the ball game. You still have plenty of time to enjoy a nice evening out. And after a little Brenham Cub basketball against Katie Paytow. And that's coming up Friday night. So 5 o'clock, the Cub game has been moved up to Friday. The Cubette game has been moved up to 1:30 Friday afternoon. So there you go, some changes to the schedule. 836-9937, 836-9937. Give us a call here on the Brenham Sports Line. Again, thanks to Tommy Lange for joining us in the first half of the program. The Brenham Baseball Alumni Banquet set for Saturday, January 19th at the Fireman's Training Center, honoring the 2003 state semifinalists and Coach Jim Long. They'll also introduce the 2019 team. Looking forward to that. Going to be an exciting year. The Cubs expecting big things, as always. Big things expected every year from this baseball team. They didn't put all those years up on that billboard at Fireman's Park by being good at checkers, I'll tell you that. But the proceeds benefit upgrades to Fireman's Park. Tickets $20 per person. Corporate table for $400. That's 8 tickets for the banquet. And then also T-shirts. And also you will be honored as a corporate sponsor and be invited to the Friday evening festivities, which, they always get funny. They always get just a little bit crazy, and looking forward to that Friday night before the Saturday banquet. And for more information, give our good buddy Tommy Lange a call, 277-4802. Contact Delbert Baker at 251-0388 or Coach Lanny Williams, 451-1768, or call the Brenham High School Athletic Office, and Vicky will hook you up. This is the Brenham Sports Line Sports Talk with a local attitude. Back to wrap it up right after this.
Everyone knows a Grinch, someone who's always unhappy, someone whose attitude brings everyone down. This holiday season, KWHI 1280 is doing our part to turn the Grinch's frown upside down. We're stuffing stockings across Brazos Valley with wonderful Christmas gifts and $1,000 in cash. At KWHI 1280, we've done some early shopping for just the right Christmas gifts to stuff in your stocking. This holiday season, we'll be giving away a $50 gift card from the Gunsmoke Shooting Range in Snook, a 70-quart igloo cooler from Goodson Boyd Lumber in Giddings, a Blackwater Folk Art metal reindeer door hanging sign from Pooltex, two homemade pies from Smitty's Cafe, and a basket of store favorites from Select Furnishings in Brenham. To get your stocking stuffed, just visit one of our sponsors and fill out an entry card. The more sponsors you visit, the more chances you have to win. Someone's going to find $1,000 in cash in their stocking this Christmas from KWHI 1280. KWHI 1280 reserves the right to withhold prizes from anyone being a Grinch.
Relieving pain, restoring flexibility to muscles and joints, and healing injuries for their patients is the goal of Barté Chiropractic in Brenham. Dr. Ron Barté explains why the use of decompression therapy has been so beneficial.
One of the reasons it's so successful is because it's not just decompression, but it's not just chiropractic either. It's a combination of both. When you free up that joint, that potential degenerative disc has a lot more area to expand into. The back part of that vertebra called the facets start moving better. I think that every little piece of the puzzle is important. And again, with our decompression, I think that's why we have the results that we do. I think that if you just put people just on decompression, it's going to be limited. If you just adjust people, it's going to be limited. When you combine the two, and then we come in with the other physiotherapies that help reduce inflammation, pain, and spasm, promote healing in those areas, I think that's the best of all worlds.
If what you're currently trying isn't stopping your pain, call Barté Chiropractic today at 979-836-5591 or visit BartéChiropractic.com, a VA participating provider.
You've been listening to the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude. Brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Care Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. Want to thank our good friend Tommy Lange for joining us on the Brenham Sports Line. And also to remind you that, of course, next Monday night is Christmas Eve. We'll have special programming Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, so no Brenham Sports Line next week. So this being our last Sports Line, before that, we do want to wish you all the very merriest and most holy of Christmas celebrations, and just want to urge everyone to be careful. Have a safe and happy and joyous Christmas from all of us here at the Brenham Sports Line on AM 1280 KWHI, Brenham.